RileyBuilds.com.
You're back on In Focus here on News Radio KMAN. Brandon Peoples joined by Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce President and CEO Lyle Butler. Dave, do we have another caller here? Or are we clear?
Not yet. Had someone that called before the break, said he would call back after. So okay. We anticipate that, but we got a lot to talk about. I see you got a list over there.
That's right. We want to talk a little bit about contracts that were recently approved here at the City Commission meeting this week.
Yeah, you know, one thing, just very briefly, is that the Chamber provides services to the city and actually to the county as well. But Tuesday night, we made our presentations that we do throughout the year to the City Commission to have a contract renewed. And the city, in some cases, they like to contract the services out instead of doing them internally. And so the Convention and Visitors Bureau is one of those where we market Manhattan for people to come and visit and stay in our hotels. And spend money here. So it's a great form of economic development, and they contract those services out instead of doing them internally. And then the other is with we have a military relations effort, and the city is a joint partner with us at the Chamber, and so that we can have a full-time military liaison that works with specifically Fort Riley, but also works with our guard units in the area that we have. We're fortunate to have those two. And then for economic development to go out and attract businesses and help to retain businesses in our community and have them expand. And so we made our presentations, and the city renewed those contracts with us on Tuesday night. And that's it's a great partnership because it keeps the cost for the city down, and we're able to provide some really quality services, and we appreciate that working relationship that we've had for many, many, many years. And so it's an important part that people need to know that the city just isn't handing some money over. They're contracting for us to do very specific services that we have and that we can provide some expertise to help improve the community.
And the return on investment's been pretty good.
And the return on investment's been, you know, we think has been pretty good. And the city commission and city staff feels it's been pretty good, too. So we hope that relationship continues. People don't in the community don't understand that maybe completely sometimes. But we're out there promoting this community to make it a great place. And so we have a good, strong business economy. One of the things, Brandon, we probably should mention is that because some of your listeners I know call and talk to me after the program or see me around town. And one of the things that we usually feature coming in when I come in is to talk about the businesses that are opening and closing. Mm-hmm. And just a reminder to the listeners, because they probably forget, is that the group of people that kind of helps me put that list together, we give them 2 months of the year off. One is December and one is July. And so I don't have a list today that we're going to go through of all the openings and some closings in the community. But in January, tune in, because we'll have the updated list as we start down 2019. So just as a reminder for folks, because I know I have some people say, well, I pull over on the side of the road when you get on the air, Lyle, to talk about all those openings. So just to let folks know. So hope they're not disappointed.
Yeah, there's a lot of excitement whenever you see a new sign pop up. We've got a caller on the line. Let's get to them real quick. Good morning. You're on In Focus.
Yeah, I like to talk about the gas thing. You know, you just talk about doing business in Manhattan. Well, a lot of people are doing business in Ogden now because of the gas prices, where you can get it 30 cents a gallon cheaper. You know, that doesn't do much good for people that come into this town and see gas prices 30 to 40 cents higher per gallon. That doesn't do much for them wanting to come here and spend money. And, you know, it's really kind of an insult to our intelligence here. I spent my last dollar for 6 months at ShopQuick or Adara's or those places that won't reduce it. I called Kroger, you know, they're 30, 40 cents cheaper in Topeka at Dillon's than they are here. And they just walk, they go around, look at the gas prices and keep them the same. They don't have to, you know, nobody wants to lower the price and they want to keep it up there. Well, you're right. We do have a choice not to do business here in Manhattan. If people will continue to insult our intelligence, it's one thing to have it insulted. It's another thing to pay to have it insulted.
Yep. Well, again, I don't control that part of it. And what we at the Chamber have told people, if they have a, which we would tell for any business, if they have a concern or a complaint, they should call the oil companies that that are in our market. And it sounds like you may have called Kroger. So good for you. And if other people will do those kinds of things, then that's how sometimes you get changes that are made. So. And some of the folks are local right here in our community. So you can get them to explain to you why it's a price that you think is unfavorable to that. And, you know, again, I know I've had people say, yep, I'm just buying my gas in Ogden. The good news is it's still in Riley County, and so we still benefit from that. But I certainly understand your concern, and the Chamber have told people, here's the folks you can call.
You know, to that point, there's some local grocery stores here that have, you know, programs here that where, yeah, you buy so much groceries, you know, you're doing your shopping
right.
Here locally.
Sure.
And you get a discount. The other day, I got a 54-cent discount on my gas. I paid $1.74 per gallon, and I was pretty happy about that.
Yeah.
So.
Yeah, there's all kinds of different ways. Again, I'm not here defending either side. It's just there are opportunities, and I think if people have concerns, then they need to. I know the newspaper, local paper here in the past, they've done some stories and research on gas prices, and you know, I I'm not an expert in that area, but
sure.
There's places that you can at least call and register your complaint.
Well, looking ahead, some events coming up here in January January and February that you guys are looking forward to here.
Yeah, we've got a lot of big things that come up after the first of the year. We've got some seminars that are coming up, and this one it's kind of sad we have to do that. But for the business community, whether you're a business member or not, we're having a program called ALICE, which is an active shooter training, and this is for businesses to know how to respond if they had somebody come in that was doing this, to make sure that businesses have a program and something to do if a person came into their business that might be an active shooter. And I've been through the program. It's very good. And we're having that coming up on January 30th, and you can register at the Manhattan Chamber of Commerce. You can go online, www.manhattan.org, or you can call the chamber offices and register. We also have a very great program for women in business. And again, there's both members and non-members can join this. We've got a program coming up on January 30th. So the ALICE Active Shooter Training is on January the 16th. We also have our annual regional leaders retreat, which we have coming up the third weekend in January. And again, all that information is online and people can register for that. I want to wish everybody a Merry Christmas and a very Happy New Year.
All right. Lyle, it's great meeting you here today, and I look forward to doing this again next month.
Look forward to it.
All right. Again, Lyle Butler, President and CEO, Manhattan Area Chamber of Commerce, our guest here today on In Focus.
Lyle, always great to have you here. Thanks for joining us here this morning. News Radio KMAN In Focus for tomorrow. Tomorrow's the 21st day of December. Doesn't that seem strange to be saying that already? Our guests for tomorrow include Greg McClure from K-State Research and Extension. We'll have some folks in here from Riley County Senior Service Center, and also we'll be visiting with 54th District Area Representative Ron Hyland. Clark, Rush, Dan, the game, and Manhattan High basketball tonight on K-Man.